This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Exciting. We spend so much time talking about the draft, the NFL draft, and then it ends, and we give it like a couple of days, and then that's pretty much it. The players are theirs, yours, it's just onward, Maxwell Hairston, TJ Sanders, and so on in the Bills' case this year. But it's still fun to look at drafts, even from a long time ago, and, you know, talk about what ifs. And here at this point in time on the calendar, we still don't know anything about this year's guys, except right now we do know that there's a really interesting situation with most of the second rounders. Our guest weekly leading up to the draft, Chris Trapasso, then of CBS Sports. Chris, I thought it would be fun to reconnect with you and try to figure out where a certain players are headed, what things look like here, almost 3 months since the draft is over, right? Late April.
Yeah, absolutely. This is good getting back on with training camp, like a week away for a lot of teams, including the Bills. So it's good to reconnect and get ready for football.
So thank you for that. In the Bills' case, Maxwell Hairston, late first round. You know, they have Trey White here, and this is probably the most interesting battle, if you will, on the roster this year. The Bills, again, don't have like a lot of starting spots available, and this is their first round pick. How do you see that? Thinking of what you know of Hairston as a prospect, I know he was super athletic, but not everybody's in love with the player.
I actually really liked him. I didn't think that with what we found out after the draft with the civil lawsuit that's happening, I thought the Bills would stay away from him just for that reason, given what happened with the punter a few years ago. But what Brandon Bean spoke to after the fact that he was cleared by the NFL, they did their own investigation. Hairston was at the combine, which he would not have been allowed to be if there was an impending case hanging over his head. And certainly at the draft where he was dapping up everyone on their way to meeting Roger Goodell when they were picked. That made a lot of sense. He was my, I believe, number 17 overall player, and then the Bills picked him at 30, so I gave the grade an A. I thought it was the exact type of player that this secondary needed, and I feel like in those lead-up interviews before the draft, that's the two things that I thought the Bills needed to do. I mean, not necessarily with those first two picks, but two of the things that they needed to do was get higher ceiling at the cornerback spot, and you get that with the twitchiness of Maxwell Hairston, the 4.28 speed, the five interceptions in 2023 when he was healthy, and another high caliber interior rusher next to Ed Oliver. I mean, we were all infatuated with the size of Kenneth Grant and a few of the other guys at defensive tackle. But TJ Sanders, whenever he ultimately signs and this domino effect happens with the second round and they get him in training camp, preseason, regular season, they have another elite level athlete who can generate consistent pocket push and generate 40, 50, 60 pressures on the inside to help out Ed Oliver.
How do you feel about like Hairston in his case as a week one starter? Like what should that look like this summer? Training camp, preseason. Trey White is at the very other end of the spectrum here. Like pretty much the end of his career. Would you think like he would be the default starter and Hairston would have to outplay him for whatever that means in the summer, or would it probably or should it probably work the other way around?
I think it should work the other way around. And not that the Bills need to do a total philosophical shift in their secondary because the turnovers, the limiting big plays during the Sean McDermott era, you can, you know, be the biggest nitpicker about specific things that have happened in the playoffs with Sean McDermott's defenses. But the one thing that's certainly been true is in the regular season, they are one of the best defenses in the league in almost every category, even if the pass rush has not been good. But I do think that the Levi Wallaces, the Dane Jacksons, and they did bring him back as well. Even Trey White, and I spoke to this pre-draft too, that Trey White in 2017, he didn't test through the roof. He didn't run 4.28. He didn't have a 41-inch vertical. It was Marshawn Lattimore in that draft class that was the freaky athlete. I think now is the time to say, you know what, maybe we will, you know, opposite our star in Christian Benford, who we just paid, maybe there will be a few plays that are hit over the top, but we're going to get more splash plays via tip passes, pass breakups, and interceptions. And I think you can get those with Maxwell Hairston. I think at this point, given his age, Tre'Davious White would have to have a clearly, like, discernibly better training camp, maybe even some preseason reps better than Maxwell Hairston for him to actually be the week one starter on that Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens.
Right. Chris Trapasso on the Western Hotline. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today. This second round thing is interesting, isn't it?
So weird.
Yeah, like the top two picks of the second round right away got guaranteed contracts, which is really unprecedented. Yeah. And the next 30 have all yet to sign. How does this break?
I don't know. I think as anything usually does when it comes to holdouts, it's just once the practices and the, I mean, I don't want to say like once the games start, but usually when you see a player, a veteran who's holding out, they don't want to lose those game checks. So they ultimately end the holdout. They sign the contract or the franchise tag. I think over the next week, we could see, like I said, that domino effect. What I thought was kind of funny about this is that at first I thought this was another scenario of the Browns kind of screwing over the rest of the league in terms of giving a fully guaranteed contract, but it was actually the Houston Texans a day before signing Jaden Higgins, the 34th pick, to a fully guaranteed deal. The Browns had a chance to say, hey, look, we're not going to do that with their 33rd overall pick, Carson Schwechter, the linebacker. But they said, hey, we're going to follow suit. We're going to give him a fully guaranteed contract as well. So the Browns had a chance to not kind of financially screw over all the other owners like they did with the Deshaun Watson deal. And it's kind of funny how that's come to a head with everything that we know about the NFLPA and all that over the last couple weeks. But I think just with training camp coming, I don't know if we'll see everything, you know, all 30 who have yet to sign, sign like in a matter of hours one day. But I think we will start to see some of the players telling their agents, like, look, I need to get on the field. I don't want to start way behind the eight ball as a rookie in the NFL.
Right. And while it would be nice, to put it mildly, for guys like TJ Sanders with the Bills to have a fully guaranteed contract, we've never had that before. I doubt Sanders or any of these other guys expected it when they went from Thursday to Friday at the draft. I mean, that's probably a pretty big, maybe the biggest reason to want to be picked in the first round. You know, I don't ever think about this, but if you slip out of the first round, then you're looking at less than a guaranteed contract almost always. And in the Browns case, by the way, they picked running back Quinshon Judkins at pick 36. So they could have, I don't know, pretty easily done this with both of their guys, but they decided to just pick one.
I know. It's just all that doesn't make sense to me with how the Browns really philosophically went through their draft. And then to do that, and then even to go to the Texans, the team that really started this kind of stalemate that we have across the league, I don't understand why. I mean, it's not like Jaden Higgins was some, oh, everyone thought he was going to be a first rounder, but it was like a Miles Jack situation where he fell out of the first round because of an injury or something off the field.
Right.
Everyone kind of felt like Jaden Higgins, probably a second or third round pick, decent receiver prospect. I don't know why they did that. I don't know what power the agent had over the Texans organization. Whatever happened, it's kind of weird that that ultimately was what the Texans decided to do. Now, that's certainly a team that feels like they're on the cusp. They have, you know, they're going into year three with CJ Stroud. They had to revamp the offensive line and the receiver group. So that's why they picked Higgins as early as they did. But it is kind of strange, especially, you know, these owners are not really that willing to shell out fully guaranteed contracts for even veteran established quarterbacks, much less unproven rookies that are not playing the game's most important position.
Yeah. Bill's third round pick, Landon Jackson, by the way, it was reported today, will start on the PUP list. So it'll be a while before we see him.
Yeah, I mean, he can come off at any point, so it's not like he's missing the first four games of the regular season automatically. For as much, I mean, I guess you could say this about any rookie, but for me, in scouting Landon Jackson, the light started to come on for him last season at Arkansas, especially down the stretch. But he is still reasonably raw. So I would say that the longer he goes into camp, for whatever reason that he's on PUP, it will be pretty detrimental to him making a big impact in year one. I mean, we even saw it last year with Cole Bishop. And I thought in terms of, I mean, different position, but at safety, I was not enamored with him as a prospect. I didn't have him, you know, with a first-round grade, but I was enamored with the fact that he played so many different roles at Utah, thought he could actually come in and earn that starting job at safety right away. Now, again, different roles, a lot more responsibilities there than a defensive end. But him getting hurt early in training camp, Sean McDermott spoke to it and said that really put him way behind the eight ball and was the reason that we almost like didn't see him until like the end of the season. So I hope that's not the case for Landon Jackson, who has a lot of promise with the explosiveness, with the length that he has, and the fact that a few years ago, he looked like he was just this huge athlete on the field, and by his last season at Arkansas, started to kind of make some strides in terms of his development. He needs to be on the field and getting coaching from NFL coaches along that defensive line.
Very good. Chris Trapasso, my guest. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR. So the macro stuff on this draft, at least in terms of offense, quarterback, Cam Ward at one. You get Jackson Dart down in, like, what, pick 20 or whatever that was by the Giants, something like that, 25.
25.
And then Tyler Shugg might be a starter for New Orleans week one, kind of out of nowhere. We didn't talk about him.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No.
Maybe at all. What do you, starting with Ward, do you see like the potential for him to really hit it? Like, could he be somebody that mostly we've been sleeping on when it comes to an early quarterback pick?
I wish I could say yes. That would be exciting. I didn't hate Cam Ward as a prospect, but I felt like in any other draft class, I think I wrote an article like in March about where he would have ranked over the last 2 years. And I'm pretty sure that we talked about this pre-draft that I would have had him like 6 out of 8 and I would have had Shedeur Sanders 8 out of 8. I mean, we kind of saw where Sanders ultimately fell. Maybe there was some off-field stuff with him too, but that these were just not big time prospects. And for as much as I understood, I heard Kyle Brandt say, hey, this is crazy. This guy's the number one overall pick. We need to be talking about him more. I think there was a reason for that because he was not Caleb Williams or a Trevor Lawrence or a Joe Burrow or a Kyler Murray type prospect. And the reason why I don't think that he can be that transcendent guy right away and be a CJ Stroud in year one or a Justin Herbert or even a Baker Mayfield, the Titans roster is pretty bad. Like, it is still, I mean, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, and Van Jefferson are their top two or their top three wide receivers. The offensive line I don't think is very good, and the defense has a long way to go. So I think he could make some plays here and there. I think there will be games where you'll start to see those flashes. And their GM was in Kansas City for a long time and obviously was, you know, had a front row seat to winning multiple Super Bowls and how to build a team in the modern era. So maybe by year two or year three, we're like, hey, this guy is kind of a better version of Bryce Young, so to speak. But I think in year one, it's going to be pretty rough sledding for someone that's that doesn't have a big arm. He's not a supreme athlete. And at times, I think he trusts his arm and trusts his athleticism a little bit too much.
He has come off, I think, pretty confident so far since he's been in Tennessee. But, you know, we'll see what it is. Jackson Dart with the Giants, Chris, at pick 25. Their schedule is so hard that it makes me wonder if we might not see him pretty early. Like, if they get to a 1-5 or something like that. I don't know. I mean, they've got some good players, the Giants, but if a really hard schedule, if they're to start, you know, in a hole, I think maybe we get him before Halloween.
Yeah, especially considering Brian Daboll and Joe Shane like have to be, I mean, maybe there's another coach that I'm not thinking of, but they have to be on the hot seat more than any other duo in terms of head coach and GM in the NFL. So they need to win games. Like, I mean, if they're 1-4 and Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson are not cutting it, I think it would make all the sense in the world to get the young quarterback to at least be able to sell to ownership. Like, hey, look, we have something here. We have Malik Nabers. We've added a lot of pieces on defense. We have Dexter Lawrence. We have Brian Burns. We just drafted Abdul Carter. Like, give us a little bit more time with this young quarterback. And I could see, I mean, not that it's the same in terms of talent level with Jackson Dart comparing him to Josh Allen, but there's mobility, there's some off-platform stuff that I could see Brian Daboll kind of going back to his Bills playbooks from, you know, 2018 to 2022 and saying, hey, let's utilize Dart in some of the same ways or some of the same concepts that we did with Josh Allen in Buffalo to kind of help him develop from somewhat of a raw quarterback into an absolute superstar.
They did make the trade to get Dart. Do they really need Winston and Russell Wilson? Like, why?
No.
They really just don't need both guys. I wonder if they're just waiting for an injury somewhere. The odds really might not be great, but I'd like to see.
Yeah, I know. It's good to bring that up because I think at this point, a week away from the draft, or from training camp, I should say, it's easy to look at rosters and think, oh, yeah, this veteran, that veteran, they're all going to make the team. When we know, even for the Bills, like the Bills have been very active in mid to late August trading veterans to get, you know, a fifth or a sixth rounder the next year, or guys that we are feel confident in making the team ultimately don't. I could see that being a situation where it ultimately is just Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart, or Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart as the quarterbacks on that roster when the regular season starts.
Right. Yeah, the Bills, even at quarterback, have done that with A.J. McCarron a few years ago. Yeah. Did you have any sort of interest in Tyler Shough as a prospect?
No, not really. I mean, I thought he was somewhat like, we've talked about this a lot, and that I am a big age proponent, and I know that the league is, you know, with Michael Penix and Bo Nix last year that were older players, they played so much football, and it's almost maybe flipped for quarterback that the NFL wants you to be 23 or 24. Tyler Shough was the backup for Justin Herbert at Oregon, and he's just coming into the NFL. And for as much as, I mean, that's true. For as much as the size and the arm strength are certainly NFL caliber, and I thought were certainly draftable, wild sidearm throws into coverage. Sometimes they get through, sometimes they don't. And I just can never get it out of my mind that, like, he was a 25-year-old playing against 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds. Now, of course, there were more older players at the collegiate level last year because of the COVID year. It was kind of the last year that we'll see that. But I just feel like he was looked better and was elevated because of his age and the fact that this quarterback class was just not very good. So for him to go as early as he did, to me, I think it was just the Saints acting out of desperation, maybe knowing that Derek Carr was going to be retiring, more so than, you know, this was a top 50 overall player in this draft class.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Well, running backs, last thing for you, Chris. Mm-hmm. So I'm drafting all the time in fantasy, and we're always hoping for these late round dart throws to pay off. Last year, we got it with Bucky Irving, a little bit with Tyrone Tracy. Yeah.
Yeah.
This year, there are like 10 of those guys, maybe more. I don't know. I mean, every draft I'm in, I get to a point where, like, oh, Jarquez Hunter, Breshard Smith, you know, Jordan James, one of these guys is sort of always calling my name. Is there somebody like that, like a day three pick, even past like Scataboo, and there was one other guy up there with him in the fourth round? Is there somebody like that that you think is primed to really hit?
Well, you named a few. I mean, Jarquez Hunter to me with the Rams, ironically, I compared him to Kyren Williams before the draft. I think he's that low, stocky, no-nonsense runner that's going to hit the holes. He's not going to try to dance too much. He averaged over 5 yards a carry in all four seasons at Auburn. Didn't get an insane workload where he's going to be worn down. But I think in that Sean McVay system, now certainly Kyren Williams is the guy, and like he's going to go early in fantasy drafts. But Jarquez Hunter, if there's an injury, I think he can pick up right where Kyren Williams leaves off in terms of a lot of carries near the goal line and just a lot of production in what is a time-tested scheme. A few others that I'll give you that are way deep.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Kiner from Cincinnati, who was undrafted and went to the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan is the ultimate just run game efficiency producer. And Christian McCaffrey, I know he's, you know, deemed to be fully healthy, but he's had a lot of injuries in his career, and he's not super young anymore. I like Corey Kiner as maybe that Jeff Wilson-type player, or even Elijah Mitchell type that, you know, in a pinch, 3, 4, 5 games can win you some fantasy games. And then one other, he was a 7th-round pick, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt,
yes,
Washington Commanders. Such a weird story that he's at New Mexico 2 years ago, was outstanding, well over 1,000 yards, super efficient. He's big, goes to Arizona, plays one game, and averages like 8 yards a carry. Now, it's with the Pac-12 or Big 12 that they're in now. Not a lot of defense, but averaged over 8 yards per carry, and then was ruled, like, I think academically ineligible or something by the NCAA, could not play any more games last season. Goes to the pro day, jumps over 40 inches, runs sub 4.5. He looks the part of, like, I don't want to say a modern day feature back, but like over 6 foot, over 215 pounds, explosive, cutting skills are certainly there at New Mexico. And in that one game at Arizona, was really good in terms of his missed tackle force rate. So as much as Brian Robinson is good, Austin Eckler's there, but now getting up there in age, I could see him being like a little bit of an underrated run game feature in Washington, with everyone kind of focused on Jaden Daniels in year two.
Well, you certainly stumped me on Corey Kiner, but Ja'Cory Kroski
was really, really good.
That's a great name. It's exactly what I love from you. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, I keep hearing the same thing from everybody. If he makes the team, watch out.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
He's a seventh-round pick. Those guys don't have to make the team, but if he makes the team, watch out. So I'm with you on him. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, can I throw one more in?
Please.
Not a rookie. I just wrote about him at my Substack trap sheet this week. Jordan Mason, Minnesota Vikings. I just thought of him because of the 49ers thing. I know that you know Jordan Mason. You're in a million fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
I think he's going to ultimately lead the Vikings in carries and rushing yards and touchdowns. I think Aaron Jones at 31, still a good player, went over 1,000, I think like 1,100 yards last year. But I think Jordan Mason, that was like just kind of this underrated trade that happened in mid-March, right when free agency was going on. No one really paid too much attention to it. But you remember, before Christian McCaffrey got hurt and actually Jordan Mason got hurt both in the same game against the Bills, Jordan Mason was like one of the best running backs in the NFL. And I think with a Kevin O'Connell-based offense that has those Kyle Shanahan roots, I think Jordan Mason can be probably a mid to late round steal at the running back spot in any fantasy draft.
Love it. Not a rookie, we should point out, as you said, but good name. Where do we find you now? Substack?
So yeah, I just, for the time being, as I'm awaiting what my next job is going to be in this industry, hopefully, I just made my own Substack.
It's
called Trap Sheet. You can find it on Twitter. I wrote like 6 or 7 articles. I'm trying to do like 1 to 3 a week, and I'll probably ramp up to a little bit more than that as the regular season starts.
Very good. Nice to talk to you again, Chris. Thank you.
Mike, thanks.
You're welcome. Chris Trapasso on the Wester Hotline. Corey Kiner. This guy, I'd never heard of him. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm in there every day looking for, selfishly, hope you don't mind my asking him, but that's a name, Jordan James, all the time with San Francisco, but the thing with, you got to respect it because the Niners can put anybody back there and they'll be good. It's that kind of team. Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey's great. He goes out, the next guy's going to be great too. Mitchell, Mason, Garendo, Jordan James, maybe also Corey Kiner. Late for a break. We will be back after the update. Join me at 803-0550. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, sorry. I'm still basking in that Chris Trapasso named a guy I'd never heard of. Not to give myself too much credit, but I mean, I'm in there every day looking for these drafts, right? What you do or you can do, you get to that last round and you don't really have to care who the running back is, who the player is, just like when he was drafted. I mean, if he was drafted on first 2 days, he's not sitting there probably in the last round. It's a matter of who have you drafted already? And is there somebody that either plays for the team you've been drafting the most or even not, I don't want to go all into it, but plays against the team you've been drafting the most at the end of the season, week 17, really. Like, that's what you're trying to find. So I'm looking for anybody. I've drafted all these. Ja'Cory, Kroski, Merritt, we're like best friends. I mean, that's a pretty obscure name, but I knew the story about what happened in his college career, and like I told Chris, a lot of times I've heard the same point, which is, you know, again, like if he makes the Commanders, look out, because he's super talented. That was this year at running back in the draft, and I really, you know, for at least talk show purposes, TSPs, wish the Bills had picked one of these guys just so we could play with it. Anyway, Corey Kiner, I had to look it up. I went into the Ship Chasing Discord. I'm like, you guys, just so you know, Trapasso mentioned this name. And I'm getting some responses to that. One being, there is a very, very, very small but vocal Kiner hive. Love that. Kiner was the film bro darling sleeper during draft season. And, you know, San Francisco people are making that point too. How if he gets on the field, look out. All right. 803-0550 if you want to call in. Just saw that the Atlanta Falcons have announced, this is uniform week, I guess, around the NFL, throwback uniforms and tweaks and different things. Nothing from the Bills, as far as I know, except fans coming up with ideas. Atlanta is going to wear red helmets for their game against the Bills. That's a Monday night game in week 6. And it's almost unwatchable if they don't. The difference, the Bills can do either thing with their helmets, whatever. They look great. The uniforms are great. They're classic. Red helmets, white helmets, do what you think is right. They still look great. The Falcons go from kind of horrible to cool by switching from black helmets to red helmets, I think. Black helmets, black jerseys, just don't waste my time. But the reds are sharp. So now you'll want to watch the Bills play Atlanta on Monday Night Football in week 6 because they'll be wearing their reds. The Falcons will be wearing their reds. The Bills will not be. That'll be a sharp-looking game now. I'm big on the combination. The two teams together, what do they look like together? Because, like, Kansas City, I think, that's a great uniform, especially the whites. But even the Chiefs in red, that visual at Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City in its home red jerseys and helmets, it always looks good. When they play the Bengals, and the Bengals walk in with orange and stripes, and just it's very clashy. So you take what should be a good game to watch and make it brutal by putting red next to orange. I mean, just never do that. Chiefs and Raiders is great. Chiefs and Broncos can be terrible. Bengals, get out of here. Bengals don't really look good against anybody, playing against anybody. So there are some great combinations. And that Bills-Falcons game will look pretty good with the Falcons in red. What is going to happen to Kirk Cousins? Is he just, like I mentioned, we mentioned in the conversation with Chris Trapasso, Jameis Winston, who, like Cousins, does not have to be an NFL starter at this point. Doesn't have to be. Could be. We're at a point in the league, this will be fun to talk about maybe tomorrow or something, how so many teams are either all set at quarterback, like ours, or they think they might be. They're not at a point, like the Bears, they're not at a point where they're thinking about a change. They just don't really know yet what they have. There are half dozen or more teams like that. A lot of teams are good. The guys, Prescott in Dallas, you know, somebody that's not on the most elite tier, but he's got the contract. There's no question about it. Somebody like that. There's just no question about it. Justin Herbert. You know, I mean, a lot of, even Purdy now is this. Bo Nix, playoff quarterback, first year. Good numbers. He's in. Probably he's just like in. This is a lot of teams. There are a few that are nowhere. And it's been an offseason where only a few of those teams wanted to bother to look up somebody new. The Giants did. What the Giants did is sign Winston, and then I think Russell Wilson. I think that was the order. And then they drafted Jackson Dart in a trade-up in round one. Like, they just made sure. And really, they don't need all three of them. And they're going to keep Jackson Dart, and they're probably going to keep Russell Wilson. So they really don't need Winston. And Cousins was kind of left out. Like, that could have been Pittsburgh or Cleveland. He was owed, I think it was, $10 million on a certain date. And then the Falcons just ate that. And maybe they were going to trade him after that. And then that still hasn't happened. So I don't know what happens there. Like, maybe he doesn't need to start either. But he's somebody that, you know, has played a long time and is probably an upgrade for how many teams? 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, maybe he'd be an upgrade. They're just not all in the circumstances where they would necessarily want to do it. And Pittsburgh found someone else. Cleveland found someone else that was cheaper. And maybe they're tanking. The Giants found someone else. The Saints are weird doing what they're doing. Maybe these teams are all sort of eyeing next year's draft already. Let's get Michael in. Hi, Michael.
Hello. I would like to talk about Kirk Cousins. I don't know why he's the backup for the Atlanta Falcons. It's the stupidest thing since the World War.
What? Okay. I mean, I wanted to talk about Kirk Cousins because, like, I'm at work. Otherwise, I really don't really see why you wanted to, but okay. Maybe I missed something. Mike Schoep here. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.